Welcome to Daily Rosary Meditations with Dr. Mike Scherslick, where you learn how to meditate and establish a daily habit of prayer while discovering the truths of the Catholic faith. Is there someone you know that could benefit from daily prayer? Share this meditation with them.
Welcome to episode 10 in our series on marriage, love, and sexuality. In this meditation, we tackle the difficult issue of the problem of pornography. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. One of the most amazing things about the gospel of Jesus Christ is that it really applies to everyone in every time and every place. And sometimes it seems as though our Lord told his contemporary audience things that would only fully apply thousands of years later. For instance, when Jesus said, "If anyone looks at a woman lustfully, he has committed adultery in his heart," it's as though he was looking ahead to our time and age, saturated and dominated by pornography. It's as though he was warning us in this time against corrupting our hearts through adultery with our eyes. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Either sexuality is made for love, or it's made for pure selfishness. Now, nobody really wants to say that sexuality is for pure selfishness. It would be scary to say that anything is for pure selfishness. Being purely selfish in any context is basically the same as being a sociopath. And everyone knows that can't be good. And sexuality is obviously designed for love. That's why it's more satisfying to engage your sexuality with someone else rather than just gratifying yourself alone. It's why we call it making love. And you can't love unless you are giving yourself to another person. Now, people talk about loving yourself, but you can't have real sexual love by yourself any more than you can really swing dance by yourself. It's not how the whole thing is designed to work. Now, pornography is pretty much pure sexual sociopathy. You're simply using another person to satisfy yourself, and you're doing nothing for them, since the other person isn't even there. Pornography is a sociopathic use of a faculty designed for love. How sad is that? I mean, it's kind of a deterrent just to think that I'd have to be a sociopath to watch porn. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our sexuality is designed to be a response to the other person's goodness and beauty. And beauty always involves an element of surprise. In men, if this surprise is missing, they can't respond sexually. You can only get excited at what's surprising, and when you get too used to something, when it becomes too familiar, you aren't able to engage in the act. Now, pornography is unnaturally shocking, startling, it's provocative, which means that normal sexuality begins to look boring. This is why so many men have lost the ability to respond to their wives to find them interesting. It's one of the first effects of pornography, because these men have lost the ability to respond with surprise to a woman's natural beauty. And pornography, like any other addiction to what is surprising or thrilling, is subject to the law of diminishing returns. The porn addict constantly needs weirder and more shocking and more perverted stimulation to get the same surprise he was going for. And there's no limit, no end to the hellish freefall of pornography. You can wake up one morning and find you have desires way beyond your worst nightmares. You have to break this. You have to save yourself and your family and the women of the world from this sexual sociopathy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our Lord gives us the way out. He gives a formula for getting over pornography that applies perfectly to our time. He says, if your eye causes you to sin, cut it out. That means figure out in what circumstances you yield to pornography and then cut those circumstances out of your life. Addiction is always situational. So figure out what situation you need to amputate in order to break this thing. And let me be clear. If you have a problem with pornography, you will not be able to resist temptation. So your only chance is to avoid temptation itself. Jesus doesn't say, if your eye causes you to sin, use your willpower. He says, amputate your eye. Do whatever you have to get rid of the temptation before it happens. It's the only way. Don't fool yourself. So figure out what situation you need to delete from your life and ask God to help you be prudent and courageous in amputating whatever circumstance you need to. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed
blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Finally, we have to beg God for his help. Pornography is destroying this society, and it's ripping the backbones, the strength, and the courage out of nearly all our men. The devil has probably never gotten his claws into so many men and women too, especially at such a young age. This is obviously not something we can beat on our own. St. Alphonsus Liguori said that as soon as the temptation against chastity presents itself, the remedy is to turn instantly to God for help and to repeat several times the most holy names of Jesus and Mary, which have a special virtue to banish bad thoughts at that time. Now, I would add that we should make a particular practice to pray to Saint Joseph, the model of a chaste man who did right by his family every day, and especially on Wednesdays. Wednesday is the day devoted to Saint Joseph. But I have also found that whatever you consecrate to Mary, she will not fail you. Consecrate your sexual purity to Our Lady. With their help, we can beat this demon, and they can pull us out of this pit of hell, and they can bring us back to love and peace and beauty. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what are your thoughts on this from a young woman's perspective?
Well, I think obviously in some form, pornography has been around for a very long time, but it's been a part of my generation in an entirely new way. Because of the internet, it has completely changed forms. It is much more prevalent. It is much more accessible. And statistically, I think it's about 1 in 3 children by the age of 13 or 14, or maybe 1 in 4, will have been exposed to pornography, which is crazy young, and it's almost impossible to stop with the internet. But not only that, it's entirely normalized, and it's accepted, and it's championed, and it's considered feminist to support sex work and to support pornography. But it's this crazy cycle of use that's just being wholeheartedly supported by my generation. And it's wild because even from a secular perspective, you can see how damaging it is. This is why my favorite reference for this, and if you have any questions about it, you should reference, the new drug?
Fight the New Drug.
FightTheNewDrug.org has the most incredible resources, statistics, and articles about the damaging effects of pornography, specifically talking about, even from a secular perspective, the fact that almost all content, or I think 1 in 3 videos, pertain to violence, which has created this very intense association between sexuality and violence, and that most people, especially teenagers, 1 in 4 around there, go to pornography as a reference to learn about sex. So this is how they're learning love. This is how they're learning how to treat people. It's incredibly addictive. And it's not just it's how it affects you. It is actually driving people to commit sexual crimes. Because people have said, I read an article on there about a man who was a sex offender. He had exposed himself in a public place. But he said it was because he'd seen it in a video, and he thought that would be accepted by others and that people would respond positively to him because that's how it went down.
Wow. Do you realize that Alessandro, the man who stabbed to death Saint Maria Goretti, It began with his porn addiction. That was magazines, which led him to a violent crime to kill this 13-year-old girl. So what you're saying is profoundly frightening but true, that porn leads to violent sexual crime. They are absolutely tied together.
It's not a correlation. It's a pipeline.
It's a pipeline.
Literally, if you do not stop, something will go wrong. Not just in your mind, but in your actions.
Yeah.
There's no breaking it apart. Not to mention, even if you aren't going to commit a crime, people nowadays want to completely deny the association between pornography and sex trafficking because they don't understand what sex trafficking is. It's not just someone being kidnapped and sent to a foreign country. It's people being blackmailed. It's people being forced into other circumstances into those situations. And you don't know what crime you're supporting. But one of the things I really support for Fight the New Drug, that organization, is that they specifically have t-shirts and things saying, you have to stop the demand because you are putting people in that situation. You are supporting sex trafficking.
Yeah, I think you could easily say that every time a person views pornography, they are supporting sex trafficking.
Absolutely.
They're absolutely tied together. You know, I just, on my phone, I just pulled up Fight the New Drug, and I'm astonished. It shows, it documents that 84% of males and 57% of females before age 13 have viewed porn.
Yeah, yeah. It's insane. I was also speaking with someone recently about the fact that it's proven that watching pornography is directly linked to most young men's inability to look women in the eye. Think about how the connection is broken down. It ruins your ability to love others and see others and just the bare minimum of human connection.
You have lots of really good conversation with friends, guys, and gals.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to encourage guys that are struggling with this?
I think it's, you could say, like, it's natural to struggle with it. Like, it's, the addiction is very, very real. And
well,
the temptation is so intense and it's unbelievable. But I don't think less of a man if he's struggling with it. I only think less of a man if he's just completely accepted it and he thinks that's how he is and there's nothing he can do about it, because that's not what a man is. You have to stand up for that. That is the home front. That is the front lines of this battle.
Yeah.
But I've, in so many times, there's an incredible retreat that the St. Lawrence Center used to put on called Quininia, and a lot of people would give witnesses, and in a lot of those witnesses, people would talk about their addiction to pornography. And a lot of them thought that if they said that in front of a large group of people, male and female, especially the young men, they were like, I cannot say this in front of women because they will hate me. They will think of me as so little, I will be despicable. But every single time they opened up about their struggles and confronted it and shared it with others, they were mostly received with people saying, I've struggled with that. They were received by people saying, we love you anyways, and we're really proud of you. But the most suffocating part of this battle has been the silence around it. People don't want to talk about it, and that's fair, but it is a very approachable subject. And above all else, I think you should be talking about this with your significant other. So many people, this is a big breakdown of relationships, because especially if a man thinks that this is something he can't talk about, and it suffocates him.
And we have absolutely should be talking about this with mm-hmm. our kids.
100%. Oh my gosh. It's now more than ever. You cannot guarantee in any sense that they don't come across this. You have to get ahead of that.
Well, you're going to come across
mm-hmm.
it. This is why I think we have to be so intentional, especially for men, in our use of the phone.
Yeah.
That if we're not specifically looking for something, we do not need to be on just scrolling on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
Scrolling through the news.
Yeah.
Because we're bored, we will end up in porn.
Mm-hmm.
We have to become more intentional about, why am I on my phone?
Yeah.
Why am I on YouTube? What specifically am I looking for?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's interesting. Deep down, that temptation is there, and we don't want to admit it, but we want to find the point.
Yeah, you want to let it find you.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean you're not seeking it out.
Exactly. So we have, this is why you avoid the near occasion of sin. If you're mm-hmm. not looking for something specific, if you're not doing a specific search on YouTube,
yeah,
don't go there.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the number one thing of breaking temptation and addiction that people don't want to accept, is that if you keep saying, oh, I have the right headspace, so I won't let it happen, but you're still putting yourself in the situation, you're not doing enough to stop yourself.
It means you want it.
And if I don't want to hear from anyone, well, it happens, but I keep hearing from people like, well, obviously it happened because we, like, I just happened to be, oh, like, even when it just comes to like more sexual things, like, you don't we just happened to be together. I was like, how did you end up alone with someone in that situation?
Yeah, you don't just happen narrow occasion
it's
of sin.
It's little yeses every step of the way, and you have to say no to the very first one, even if it seems like that's fine.
That's where you fight, right there.
That's where you fight.
That's a good resolution.
Yeah.
Well, men and women, fight. Because with Jesus, you can win. And if you've fallen, go to confession.
Oh, confession is so incredible in this case especially.
Jesus, in the sacrament of reconciliation, can conquer the demonic forces of pornography. So, and especially if you're suffering with the addiction of pornography, go to confession often because it will help you with the addiction.
And I feel like so many people feel like they can't, it's much more uncomfortable to admit that in front of a priest. They've heard that a million times.
Yeah. No priest is ever surprised by any sin. You can't invent a new sin in the world. Yeah. So it's not like you
always... And it's a good place to start accepting it and acknowledging it.
Good point.
With someone who's not going to judge you in that sense.
Good point.
And acknowledging it is kind of the first step in getting over that addiction.
Good point. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.